Olinda presents this unabridged recording of
Fable by Adrian Young, read by Emma Lisi. That bastard was leaving me again. Between the trees, I could see Coy and the others kicking up sand as they pushed off the beach. The skiff slid into the water, and I ran faster, my bare feet finding their way over twisted tree roots and buried rock on the path. I came through the thicket just in time to see the smirk on Coy's lips as the sail dropped open. "Coy!" I shouted, but if he could hear me over the sound of the waves, he didn't show it. I tore down the slope until I reached the foam left by a retreating wave and planted one foot in the wet sand before I jumped, my feet kicking as I flew over the swell toward the stern. I caught the stay with one hand and crashed into the side of the hull, my legs dragging in the water as the skiff took off. No one offered me a hand as I pulled myself up and over the side with a curse under my breath.
"Nice jump, Fable."
Coy took hold of the tiller, his gaze on the horizon as he steered us toward the South Reef.
"Didn't know you were coming."
I raked my hair into a knot on top of my head, glaring at him. It was the third time in a week that he'd tried to leave me behind when the dredgers went out to dive. If Speck weren't drunk half the time, I'd pay him for the ride to the reef instead of Coy. But I needed a boat I could count on. The sail snapped overhead as the wind caught it, jerking the skiff forward, and I found a place to sit between two leather-skinned dredgers. Coy held a hand out to me.
"Copper."
I looked over his head to the barrier islands, where the masts of trading ships tipped and swayed in the rough wind. The Marigold wasn't there yet, but by sunrise, she would be. I pulled the coin from my purse and, with gritted teeth, dropped it into Coy's palm. By now, he'd made so much copper off me that I'd practically paid for half of his skiff. We picked up speed and the water rushed past, turning from the pale turquoise of the shallows to a deep blue as we pulled farther from the shore. I leaned back as the boat heeled, tilting so I could let my hand skim the surface. The sun sat in the center of the sky, and we had a few hours before the tide started to turn. It was more than enough time to fill my bag with pyre for trade. I tightened the belt around my waist, checking each of my tools. Mallet, chisels, picks, trowel, eyeglass.